I'm Mike Fraser, and this is WYSO Today for Wednesday, March 11th. In his final State of the State speech, Governor Mike DeWine called for legislation on artificial intelligence and seatbelts. State House correspondent Karen Kessler reports that there are already several bills on AI in the legislature, but the seatbelt proposal has been rejected before.
DeWine called for lawmakers to pass bills that have been introduced criminalizing AI-created child porn, holding tech companies accountable if their AI encourages kids to hurt or kill themselves or others, and requiring cell phone and tech companies to automatically implement parental controls.
Excessive screen time is really a thief. Social media is a thief. All stealing from our children the most precious thing in life. That is their time.
DeWine also renewed his call for a primary seatbelt law, which was introduced in 2024 and went nowhere. He also announced a dashboard launching next month with real-time data on chronic absenteeism and more experts to help with the science of reading literacy curriculum statewide. Karen Kessler at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.
And Republicans in the legislature didn't hear much they wanted to act on. If it costs money, Republican House Speaker Matt Huffman says it likely won't get a look until the next budget cycle, which is after DeWine's term ends. And DeWine's call for legislation to regulate AI, which got noisy cheers in the chamber, Huffman says to that the legislature needs to be advised further on that topic. Democrats in the Ohio House and Senate liked some parts of DeWine's speech. State House correspondent Joe Ingles reports that the minority leaders gave speeches that were nearly as long as DeWine's, but they told a different story.
While the Democrats agree with some of the policy objectives outlined in DeWine's speech, they blasted him and the majority Republicans. Senate Minority Leader Nikki Antonio and House Minority Leader Dunny Isaacson had questions.
Are Ohioans better off than they were last year?
He told us that the state of Ohio is strong and successful. Strong for whom? Whose success was he talking about?
Democrats said Republicans have hurt public education, ignored public health concerns, and have adopted policies to make the rich richer. But Democrats don't come close to holding enough votes in the legislature right now to change course on many policy issues. Joe Ingles at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.
Clay Township will have a 2.5 mil levy for fire and EMS on the May ballot. WYSO's Catherine Mobley reports that some in the northern part of the community believe that this action will enable the fire department to stop operating in the red.
The 2.5 mil fire levy will cost the owner of a $100,000 property an additional $88 in property tax. It will also benefit the three fire departments that service Clay Township residents. One of them is the Village of Phillipsburg, run by Chief Patrick Aldrich. His annual budget is almost $452,000, but for years he says the department has faced a shortfall.
Phillipsburg Fire Department itself is running at about a $400,000 to $425,000 annual budget. We're operating in the red for about $100,000 a year, which is what the village has been supporting out of their general fund.
The Village of Verona and the City of Brookville also provide fire and EMS services to the roughly 8,800 in the township. However, some residents in the northern area complain they aren't getting timely service. Stephen Wolf is one of them. He and others launched the Northwest Initiative, proposing to create a new township with its own fire department to better support the smaller northern population.
There were several levies put up on the ballot, and they were voted down by the majority of the vote, which happens to be the southern part of the township.
The proposed 2.5 mil fire levy would generate more than $800,000 a year. The three fire departments will each get a portion. Reporting for WYSO News, I'm Catherine Mobley.
A Westchester Township company plans to add more than 200 new jobs. Steel and O'Brien Manufacturing, Inc. will expand to a new location. The company expects to create 230 new jobs while generating $13 million in new annual payroll. Steel and O'Brien manufactures sanitary stainless steel fittings that are used in numerous industries. The state has approved a 1.6% 9-year job creation tax credit for the project. The 8 projects approved are expected to create or retain over 2,500 jobs, create more than $80 million in new payroll, and generate over $853 million in investments across Ohio. Rain and thunderstorms blew through the area this morning. We're going to have more rain as a possibility today, and windy conditions are expected as well. Wind advisory is in effect as winds could be gusting around 50 miles per hour in a few places. A cold front's going to blow through the area, and that'll bring temperatures tonight down into the lower 30s. And that's WYSO Today for Wednesday, March 11th. I'm Mike Fraser.